Jim, Deb, and Kevin.
I have a little dilemma, and I would imagine other people probably have the same one, so I thought maybe I could get some advice.
What's that?
So I have several friends who, I don't even know how to say this. It's so awkward.
I may just go on the record. Okay. Deb was worried about saying this. We forced her into saying it on the air. She's worried about offending anybody.
I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
I think you have the right to share your feelings, and we know you're not wanting to hurt anybody's feelings.
Right.
We understand that.
Okay, I go to several sales parties where it's direct sales, and I'm probably invited to one or two of those every week to 10 days.
It's candles, jewelry,
just stuff like,
maybe food, someone's products, wanting to make a little extra money on the side. I have a lot of good friends that do that and actually are very successful at it. They're really good at it. They're a consultant and they have people that work underneath them. Here's the problem. Mm-hmm. I need to stay married. And so if I went to every one of these and purchased something, I don't think we wouldn't have Christmas.
Yeah.
You know, so I have to stay in a budget. So here's my big dilemma. I'm a big girl. People probably like, put on your big girl pants and tell them no, right?
Mm-hmm. But you're afraid to hurt anybody's feelings.
Well, it's not that I'm just afraid to hurt anybody's feelings. I have done that. But now with technology these days, these parties are not just at the home. They're online. And you get automatically added into someone's 3D eyelash party. And then if I'll
3D
hit,
eyelash.
Oh, yeah, it's a big thing.
Okay.
And I'll hit decline that I am not able to attend, which often the case, I'm telling the truth.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
we have a crazy
busy
schedule. So, mm-hmm. But then they'll respond back with, no problem, you can purchase online. It'll be up for
at
7 days.
Leisure.
I'm like, at your leisure. I'm like, gah! Yeah. And so you just, I can't pick and choose. I can't go to your party and
that's
not
the problem.
They all know
party
each other.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here's the bigger problem with it, and this is personal opinion, mm-hmm. but if you go to one party, let's say it's in my neighborhood, which they often are, you go to that party, and then somebody else that's a mutual friend who is a guest at that party gets asked to host the next jewelry party at her house.
They invite the same people.
Well, then I got invited to that party 3 weeks later.
So you're buying again.
I think they'd like you to buy again, but again, I would like to stay married. You know, Greg doesn't do this with the guys.
Well, we've never been to these. They don't invite us to those things, but do you feel pressured to buy something?
Well, it's not that I feel pressure. My friends are all so nice that they always say, hey, we'll have wine and hors d'oeuvres. Even if you don't want to buy anything, just come by look and be a part. But do you know how rude that is, I think? I've done that before, and then I always feel bad because everybody else is turning in
a
check.
I'm not buying anything, but can I have more dip?
No.
I'm not going to buy anything, but, you know,
man,
this is
I like
really
that
good
the buffalo dip.
Wish you were selling Tupperware. I'll take some of this with me.
Yeah. I didn't bring my checkbook, but I get another Moscato, please. I mean, that's just rude. I feel bad doing that.
Right. What if you just say, you know, it's great stuff, I just don't need it?
Yeah.
Well, I think that, you know,
I've already got it.
I don't already have
so
it.
So you're the perfect person for people to invite because you feel guilty and you need to buy something, so you buy something. So those of you who are having those parties, invite Deb.
No, that's my problem. That's the original dilemma, and I'm very excited for all these.
Right.
To be honest, I wish I had some time to do stuff like that.
Well, they can make that happen.
No. Okay, take it back. See, that's where I'm going to get myself in trouble. Because Mimi?
I'm the same
Surely
way.
Surely this happens to you.
Oh, I know. I always buy something. I feel so guilty.
Okay, invite Mimi and Deb.
No, please don't.
Just the two of them. That's all you need.
That's all you need, the buyout.
So
I do.
I'm sure it's a common problem. I'm very excited for those people, but I honestly, if I bought something every 10 days and I'm trying to stick to a certain budget, we'd be in trouble.
Well, and for their kids, it's even worse because I just got a message on Facebook asking me to buy some food items for their children for a
fundraiser. Or,
okay. Here we go.
If you need a box of Thin Mints or a poinsettia for Christmas or some skincare or some jewelry or some Jamberry nails or any of that stuff, I got it because I bought all of it in the last couple of months.
Yeah. Hey, and I'll buy all that stuff from the kids if I can claim you as a dependent on my taxes. I am fine with that.